As we speak about Shrita, the question is who should be the person to be appointed to be a Shaychet? Rabbeinu Yoina in the Shari Tshuva Shar Gimel says, Ulmechichim Yinoam, Hoed Ba'am, Vizharu B'Tayras HaShchita V'Degdukteha. People should be very careful in the halachas of Shchita, L'Hashlam Chukecha, V'Yirchful Lechem B'chol Chukecha, Shaychet Yirechet. One has to appoint to be a Shaychet who is a year scared of doing an Aveira. Ki am rav mi Yisrael tluyim olav b'mitzvah ha-shchita v'bedika. For Klal Yisrael depend on him for doing the shchita and bedika properly. And even though, as we're going to learn, says the Rebbeinu Yoin and the Gemara here, Mitzach Techulin, Daf Gimel Amad Beis, Roy Mitzuyim Eitzel Shchita Mumchen Heim, Yesh, says the Rebbeinu Yoin, Yesh Mekaimus Mebeli Mesim Vein Teichachas, that places unbeknownst to us, Mitzuyim Shom Rabim and Am Ham Nitzoyim Eitzel Shchita Bilti Mumchum Teshia. He says there are people who are shechting, many people are shechting, who are not really experts. Liboy lo yovin, b'ladai de b'vdikas asakin. They're not experts in checking the knife. Kitzorch l'chavnas libe ma'oid ma'oid b'vdikasoy. One has to be very careful in the b'dika, a knife. For he says, haloi tira ki yivdak odam pomim sholosh, a person could check the knife once, twice, three times. And won't feel a small pegima. But afterwards he will find it. Because he didn't prepare himself properly. And therefore, the Shulchan Aruch in Yerodei, Simon Aleph, Sif Aleph, says the remark, V'yesh l'bezden lachkor lidrish acha aboikim v'ashoichtim. It's the obligation of the Beis Din of the community to investigate the Baikim and the Shoichtim, Lirois, Shia Bikim, Mumchim, Vikshayrim, to ascertain that they are experts. Ki Godl, Isser Hamach Shayla, Beshchitis, Beduka, Samstrim, Lakol. There's so many issues that are involved in the Shchitim, Beduka, that we have to make sure that the people who do it are proper. The Yam Shloima says that if there's a person who were improper rumors that he acted improperly, such a person should not be appointed as a Shaychet. Up to the point that the Simcha Chadasha says that even if he was already appointed as a Shaychet, and then those rumors emerge, one should consider removing him from the Shechita. The Shulchan Aruch says further that the Shaychet has to be a Yirei Shemayim Mirabim. And the Klaus Magor Rebbe in a Tshuva, in Shalos HaTshuvos Divrei Yatziv, Yerodeis Simon Beis, explains that since the Bedikas Hasakim, as the Rebbeinu Yoina mentioned at the beginning of our shir, has to be done patiently, cautiously, carefully, as the Shulchan Aruch in Yoridei Simen Yotches Sif Test teaches us, V'yivdoik la'at, do it slowly, b'kavonis ha'leiv, shlo yishvne liboy l'dvar macherim. He should concentrate on the Bedikas Hasakim and not think about other things. And therefore, much Yeshiva Das and Yirah Shemayim are required to do it properly. And only someone who's a Yirah Shemayim can we trust will do it that way. The Darkei Tshuva and Simon Aleph Sifkotin Nun quotes the pre-Toyar, that anyone who's not careful in the mitzvah satira, he's not bedagdek in the mitzvah satira. We could be sure we'll not do bedikas hasakim properly, and therefore, particularly if he has to shecht many animals, and therefore he should not be a shaychet. A person, the Divrechaim in Yerudea, Shal Chuvas Divrechaim Yerudea Chelik Aleph, the end of Simon Yud Ches, says that if a shaychet doesn't have proper midas, he's stingy or he's hot tempered, he should not be a shaychet. Particularly, explain the Paiskim, since the way Shechita was done then already, and certainly nowadays, where Shechita is done with much pressure, many animals are slaughtered, there's a lot of pressure from different directions, only a person who we could be sure is on the highest madrega should be appointed as a shaychet. And as all the Mefarshim explain, the Gemara Masechta Yuma, Daf Lamed Tes Amud Aleph, says, Al tikri v'nitmesem ela v'nitamtem, through Macholos Asuris Rachman Otzlan, somebody could come to Timtem Alev, and therefore, we have to be extremely careful that the Shechita should be done properly, otherwise we could come, Chas V'Shalom, to that terrible situation. And as the Divrei Chaim in Chelek Aleph Siman Zayin says, V'dovah zeh yedua, she'ein dvar aveira k'macholos hasuris sh'metantem halev Yisrael. There's nothing more serious than macholos hasuris than metantem halev. U'bavayneseinu rabim, continues the Divrei Chaim, ayidei zeh yotzu k'mat min adas kama k'hilas. There were many communities that might have left our religion, because there were shoichtim that weren't on the proper madrega, and people therefore v'ochlu v'nespatmu betreifus. People ate treif meat, and because they ate treif meat, v'gavrelem dey zoris achipokru v'nevdu metoch kalakaydish, they left Klai Yisrael. And in fact, the Sefer told us, Yaakov Yosef says that it used to be that the Yetzer Hara had to come up with different methods how to try to convince people to do the wrong thing. He came up with a new method. He takes shoichtim who are not qualified, and the meat therefore is not kosher, and people eating meat that's not kosher, they come to Timtem Halev, and once there's Timtem Halev, he cannot be, then the Yetzer Hara has a very easy time with such an individual. The Ruach Chaim says that even if somebody did Averis and did Tshuva, it's not simple that he should be a Shoichet. Even, says the Beis Ephraim, if he only did Averis, that Averis Rabbanan. And moreover, usually, says the Darkei Tshuva, in Siman Bei Sifkotn Pei Gimel, we have a rule, if somebody is accused of a lesser avera, it doesn't mean that he should be considered accused of a more serious avera. When it comes to shechita, to appoint somebody as a shoichet, there we take a different approach. And in fact, the Divrei Chaim, in another tshuva, in Chelek Aleph of Yerudea Siman Yud Gimel, where we find that people sometimes have rachmonis. And they have rachmonis and they say, this person's a fine person, He needs a job. Let's allow him to be a shoychet. Says the Rechayim, we're not doing him a favor. We're doing Klal Yisrael a terrible disfavor, because Klal Yisrael eating this meat, as we're learning now, could chas v'shalom end up with Timtum Halev. There's a story where the Briskerov asked the Chazon Ish if he could advise him who he could rely on as a shaykhid, who could be a candidate to shecht on behalf of the Briskerov. And the Chazon Ish identified a certain individual. And people were wondering what made this individual the most suitable person to be a shaykhid. And they asked the Chazon Ish, and the Chazon Ish says that, the Chazon Ish said, maybe when it comes to being an actual shaykhid, there may be others that are equal or maybe even greater than him. But as far as a person who's a Yiras Shamayim, I don't know anybody who's a greater Yiras Shamayim for in the world of Shechita, and therefore I decided that he's the most appropriate person to be the Shaychet for the Briskerov. And therefore, the Paradish Yosef quotes Rabbi Yisrael Salanter that there was once a community that the people in the community were concerned about the talent of the shaychet, that he didn't know how to prepare a knife as a shaychet should prepare. So Rabbi Yisrael Salanter says, when I look at the individual to be a shaychet, I look at 99% of what I'm concerned about is his Yiras Shamayim. And 1% is at his qualifications to be a shaychet. Yiras Shamayim, when I have a shaychet who's Yiras Shamayim, then and only then am I certain that the meat I am eating is indeed kosher.